This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 21st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday passed its FAA Reauthorization Act of 2007, more commonly known as House Resolution 2881. It was the only proposal for reauthorizing the FAA without the institution of user fees. It raised general aviation fuel taxes to roughly match price inflation since they were last adjusted, and it was the favorite option of the big general aviation advocacy groups. But there are no corks popping just yet. As ANN reported on Wednesday, the White House says it will veto 2881. The bill would also have to be reconciled with its companion in the Senate, which calls for user fees. The V-22 Osprey tiltrotor aircraft has been eagerly awaited by the U.S. Marine Corps, which is excited to gain the utility of a machine which can take off and land vertically, yet fly at fixed-wing speeds. Critics have pointed to technical glitches and a string of fatal crashes during testing as proof the machine's not ready for prime time. Well, we're about to find out. The first V-22 Osprey combat squadron left for Iraq this week, with 10 V-22s on board the USS Wasp, a Navy amphibious assault ship. Representatives with Bell Helicopter and Boeing, which partnered to manufacture the Osprey, say the aircraft has overcome early troubles to prove itself worthy and safe. A full third of the squadron's 100 members have previous combat experience in Iraq. When global positioning satellite receivers first became available for civilian use, they carried a caveat. The U.S. Department of Defense, which developed the system, warned it would actively vary the accuracy of the system to prevent our enemies from using GPS for targeting U.S. interests. In 2000, with GPS use for routine civilian navigation growing rapidly, President Clinton ordered that the intentionally introduced errors, which were called jitter, be turned off. But the capability to intentionally skew accuracy has remained at the ready. Now, the Pentagon says the ability to turn on jitter for the whole system is no longer needed because the next generation GPS system will have the ability to jitter tightly defined regions without affecting the rest of the world. So, the Defense Department says the ability to introduce system-wide jitter will not be designed into the satellites that support the system. Lockheed Martin and Boeing are competing to build satellites for the new system, with launch of the first one scheduled for 2013. One witness was shocked to find no one was killed when a Beechcraft C-90 King Air went down Wednesday night on approach to Chattanooga Municipal Airport in Tennessee. Witnesses told the Associated Press that the aircraft came down in the parking lot of a shopping center about 2,000 feet from the runway. The plane was inbound from Birmingham, Alabama. Local reports indicate the pilot radioed an emergency to Chattanooga Tower, and the FAA report indicates both the plane's engines had lost power. The plane struck at least two vehicles and a power pole, but there were no injuries on the ground, and there was no post-impact fire. Investigators reportedly suspect fuel starvation. The unidentified pilot and his three passengers are being treated in local hospitals. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, I'll tell you about these stories. Russian bears bust NATO airspace off Finland. Virgin America gets a 90-day extension to find a CEO. And Iraq's homegrown fighter jets stage a public demo. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, you and I both get to meet Ivy Sahls. She's the new anchorwoman on Aero TV. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.